Richard Arnold, good afternoon. Barack Obama, his final White House news conference this morning, our time.
His 39th as president, yeah. And as he has done throughout this transition to the new president-elect, Donald Trump, he has voiced optimism about the future of the land under a new administration and has pledged to undo as much as it can of what he did. He reached out also to the Bush family today amid word that President Bush Sr. is hospitalized in Texas in intensive care with pneumonia. He is 92. Of course, just 2 years ago, Bush Sr. made a parachute jump for his 90th birthday. A tandem parachute jump, but lately he gets around in a motorized wheelchair. His wife, former First Lady Barbara Bush, also hospitalized because of a bad cough. She is 91. President Obama said of politics and his outlook.
It is true that behind closed doors I curse more than I do publicly. And sometimes I get mad and frustrated like everybody else does. But at my core, I think we're going to be okay.
Well, the Drudge Report, conservative bloggers scoffed at that. This was, says Drudge, the press, quote, kissing the ring, sycophantic, he says. Didn't see any sign of sycophancy, although the outgoing president, who at times has been at odds with the media, did speak out in support of the White House press corps today, remaining in their cramped quarters in the West Wing of the White House itself as a vital part of democracy, says President Obama. Some of his comments now interspersed here with recent remarks from the president-elect on the same subject.
I have enjoyed working with all of you.
The press is really bad.
I didn't always agree with your conclusions.
It's disgusting. Be ashamed of yourselves, fellas.
You're supposed to ask me tough questions. You're not supposed to be complimentary.
Look at all that press. Among the most dishonest people in the world.
You're supposed to cast a critical eye on folks who hold enormous power and make sure that we are accountable to the people who sent us here. And you have done that.
I would never kill them. I would never do that.
So, the changing of the
guard. It'll be a different style, yeah. Changing the guard, indeed. Oh, dear.
I would never kill you, at least not unless it was on reality TV, right?
Speaking of Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin has sent a tease his way. I want to hear all about this.
Bit of fun.
Yes, I want to hear all about this, but I need to check the roads because there's a few dramas going on. Back to Richard Arnold in the States. Richard, Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, they're supposed to be friends. I mean, that's what friends do. They tease each other, don't they?
A bit of teasing or maybe a warning shot at the incoming US leader over those unsubstantiated claims that Trump did some embarrassing things maybe on trips to Russia and the Russian spy agency has it all on video. Unsubstantiated. Donald Trump says it is fake news and outrage. And now Vladimir Putin agrees the supposed accusations in the Trump dossier are clearly fake, says Putin. Now, Donald Trump has criticized everyone from the Pope to the German Chancellor to the head of his own CIA. Never a harsh word for Putin. In fact, he has talked about possibly lifting economic sanctions on Russia, sanctions imposed because of Russia's murderous operations in Syria and Ukraine targeting civilians. So Putin was asked about all this, and his responses are just fascinating. Putin says they, the Russian FSB, formerly the KGB, which Putin once ran, would never try to gather sex tapes on big-name visiting Americans like Trump. He was not a political figure when he was in Russia. We didn't even know about his political ambitions, says Putin. Trump was quite simply a businessman. Do people really think that our special service is chasing every American billionaire? Well, yeah. You know, in Estonia, they have opened up as a tourist site. And one of the old in-tourist hotels, as they were called, it's now a museum to show off all the KGB cameras and mics and all the spy stuff they found. This is where foreign visitors had to stay. 60 of the 400 rooms at that hotel were wired for spying. This was in Estonia, not even St. Petersburg or Moscow. But no, the KGB would never think about trying to gather sex tapes. Of course they did. They sent in agents as prostitutes to entrap foreign visitors, honey traps they call them. Putin says of Trump, quote, he is a grown man who for many years has been organizing beauty contests and interacted with the most beautiful women in the world. Then said Putin, quote, it is difficult for me to imagine that he ran to a hotel to meet with our young women. Then Putin added this little zinger. Yeah, prostitution, says Putin, is a horrible social phenomenon. Then he adds that Russian prostitutes are, quote, undoubtedly the best in the world. Can you imagine an Australian Prime Minister saying such a thing? Aussie prostitutes are You know, it's insane. It's a tease. Given also that Putin came to power through a sex tape, when Boris Yeltsin was in power, Russia had five different PMs in 3 years. It was pretty chaotic. And then in the late 90s, there was a federal prosecutor who was looking into Yeltsin and co. for fraud. Putin, then in the KGB, provided a video of that prosecutor in a hotel bed with two very young prostitutes. So the prosecutor was fired. And who was put in as prime minister? A fellow named Vladimir Putin, who has never surrendered power since.
There we go. Richard, thank you, mate. Chat again tomorrow. Richard Arnold in the US. We're 10 away from 4.